Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We partnered up once again with our friends at the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. Yeah, we're doing Coats for Kids. It's a Giving Tuesday, so
yeah,
this would be good if you would give to Coats for Kids.
We have a goal of raising $50,000 for kids in Western Washington that are in need because it's getting cold out there, and a brand new coat would definitely help them with that. $20 gets a brand new coat on every kid in need.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it takes. And you know how cold it is right now. We're supposed to get snow today. And to think that, like, there are just hundreds of thousands of kids that don't have a coat. Like Steve said, $20, that's all it takes. Whatever you can give would be helpful, especially on Giving Day. You want to donate, go to KISW.com. We made it easy, too. You can just do it right on your cell phone. All you got to do is text this, KISW-GIVE, to 44321.
And shout out to Carrie, Stephen, Hutchinson. They donated enough to put a brand new coat on a kid in need, $20. Elliot Clark donated $100.
Thank you, Elliot.
Dan and April Vertis, $100 as well. Wendy Logan, $100. And Patricia Nelson donated $50 to Coats for Kids. All that helps.
And, there's a special club that'll be starting up again soon, I guess?
Oh, of course. You can always join the 69 Club. Any
nice.
Kind of amount of money that's incorporating the letters, the numbers. 6 and 9.
You can do it.
We'll put you in our very exclusive club that's easy to join.
I want to thank Palace Law for matching up to $1,000 in donations. Again, it's Giving Tuesday. You want to help get those coats on those kids? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Well, thank you.
Everyone seems very animated. It is Tuesday. Everyone's excited for the snow, and I am being 100% sarcastic.
Yeah, I am not excited. I moved away from that snow. I don't like it. I don't want it here.
What? I'm like probably, okay, I'm the only one who's excited for the snow.
Really?
I love snow.
Same. I just want it to show up when I'm not going to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean,
like Saturdays and Sundays only melted.
Dude, I think it was like last year or the year before where it felt like it was like when we were on vacation it snowed, and on the weekends it snowed. And I was like, man, this couldn't be timed better.
Yeah, you guys did not live in, but well, you lived in Plattsburgh, though. You didn't mind it. You still didn't care, huh?
Yeah, I love snow.
Oh, I hate it. I lived in Rochester, New York, and of course Massachusetts, and I like that was enough.
I'm down with feet of snow.
Yeah, that's why I'm so shocked that you're okay with it, because I dealt with feet of snow, and I'm like, get me the hell out of here.
Oh man, in college, a massive snowfall just meant don't go to class. Yeah. And then when I was a kid, massive snowfall, like 4 or 5 feet of snow. I was like, we get to play all day. We don't get to go to school.
Yeah,
to
as me, a kid, yes,
snow. It correlates with not having to do S.
Yeah. That reminds me of a meme that's been circulating around. It's like, kids today will never know the feeling of, like, waiting for your school name to pop out the bottom of the screen on the news report, mm-hmm. like an NBA draft. Now you just get a text.
Yep.
I'm like, but that was the best feeling. Like, whenever index would hit, I knew Lake Stevens is coming up. We're about to find out if we have the day off. And that was the greatest moment of my childhood.
Yeah, you're right. That is something a lot of kids go, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right? All right, well, we'll move on and to something happier instead of snow, I guess, for BJ. We have Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
All right.
Hey, Jeff.
Do you have any snow?
It's snowing. It's pretty wet right now, but ooh, it's coming down.
Oh. Hey. Oh, man.
Sorry, Steve. It's in Puyallup.
He loves it. He wants it.
Gig Harbor right now, okay. Where I'm at.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, shout out to Tides in Gig Harbor.
Ooh. Tides.
Hey, Tides.
That's a good spot. It's good food.
Okay.
Bar, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the laundry detergent. And I was like, right. Oh,
oh right, dude, cool. We yeah. love drinking Tide laundry detergent.
Shout out to all. Shout out to Game, by the way. Yeah. You guys. Yeah.
Tide teeny. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Tide teeny.
I was just picturing Tide pods like into a little martini glass.
That is not something anyone should
do. No, don't do that. That was a joke. But for those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Professor Farnsworth is a character from what animated sitcom?
Phineas and Ferb.
No.
Simpsons.
No.
Pass.
What car manufacturer makes the Expedition?
Ford.
Yes. What are the names of the twins on the animated show The Rugrats?
Phil and Lil.
Correct. What U.S. president is on the penny?
Lincoln.
Correct. The dating app Tinder was first released in what 2010s year?
2012.
Yes.
20.
Yeah, you got it. What is the name of the dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Correct.
Cha-cha.
The original judges of American Idol were Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and who?
Randy Jackson.
Correct.
You're my dog, dude.
Beginning with E, what is the real first name of rapper DMX?
Edgar.
Nope.
Ethan.
Nope.
Eddie.
No.
Edward, damn it.
What is the name of the disembodied hand in the Addams Family?
Ooh.
Thing.
Correct. Who co-starred alongside Adam Sandler in the romantic comedy Blended?
That's going to be Drew Barrymore.
Correct. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
It's going to be a close one.
All right.
I think there's a couple of these that Steve's not going to get.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So I feel like
he might be. I just realized since Steve talked about the Without a Cause Wrestling is going to close their doors soon.
Yes.
You have, I told you, wearing a shirt.
Of course. Representing their shirt, wearing the wax shirt. Shout out to Dave, Chris, and Max from Without a Cause, ending things at their wrestling promotion this Sunday in Everett.
So go check it out.
Yeah, watch people get hit in the head with chairs.
Who doesn't like that?
I've not met a single person who doesn't like that.
Agreed. All right, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Professor Farnsworth is a character from what animated sitcom?
Oh, man. Is that Heathcliff?
No.
Simpsons.
No.
Family Guy.
No.
I know it. Once you say it, I'm like, stupid Steve.
Yeah, you are.
What car manufacturer makes the Expedition?
Honda.
No.
Toyota.
Nope.
Honda.
Subaru.
No. What are the names of the twins on the animated show The Rugrats?
Marcy and Darcy.
Nope.
Oh, good call though.
Danny and Flammy.
No.
Wow.
AJ and BJ.
No.
Oh.
What U.S. president is on the penny?
Lincoln.
Correct. The dating app Tinder was first released in what 2010s year?
I think go 2013.
No.
2012.
Yes.
What?
What is the name of the dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Correct.
Toto.
The original judges on American Idol were Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and who?
Oh, my dog, Randy Jackson.
Correct. Yeah. Beginning with E, what is the real first name of rapper DMX?
Edgar.
No.
Eugene.
No.
Yubi.
UB.
UB.
I think that was his biblical name, but no.
Wow, this was not as close as I thought it would be.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct. That is a major loss. 8-4.
Jeff, nice win.
Thank
Damn,
you.
I really am surprised.
Farnsworth screwed me.
Yeah, wow. That's a shocker. Jeff, thanks for playing, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good morning to you.
Wow, that is, you know what, Steve? I'm going to give you this because, you know.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Wake up, people.
Wake up.
Woo. Wake up to the loss in snowflakes.
Yeah.
All right, you were close when you said The Simpsons.
It's Futurama.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. You said you'd feel stupid when you found out.
I don't feel as stupid, but...
Oh, all right.
I figured it out as way after the game, because I looked over at Vicky's sheet and saw Futurama.
Yep.
Oh, is that how you figured it out? Is that what we call figuring out back in the old school days?
Yeah.
Are you copying off? No, I'm figuring it out, teacher.
I'm figuring it out.
Come on.
Did you look over here and see what car manufacturer makes the Expedition?
I should.
You're not American.
It also starts with an F.
Come on,
Ford.
Man.
Yeah,
hey, you're giving all these other companies, and Ford's like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't even know.
You didn't know? Because I'm surprised because we've got an incorrect answer.
I don't even know what a Ford Expedition looks like.
Looks like an SUV.
I feel like they have all the E names. They have the Edge, the Explorer, and Expedition.
Yeah, that's a lot of E names right there.
Jeff also got correct. The name of the twins from the Rugrats are Phil and Lil.
Yeah.
I would have been mad because I would have said Tommy Pickles and then I couldn't think of anybody else.
Yeah, I know nobody from Rugrats.
Clearly. Anybody know what the real first name of rapper DMX is?
No.
And it's not Eugene?
E.
Oh, Ernesto.
No.
Think
of a popular TV show.
Oh, okay.
Earl.
Ed.
Earl.
Earl.
Oh, Earl. Nice job, Danny.
Well,
I mean, that's
a good one, too, though, for Mr. Ed.
Oh, yeah. That very popular TV show.
It was. Probably still on one of those Tubi TV man. Pluto or something.
Yeah.
There are two you didn't get to that he did get correct. What is the name of the disembodied hand in the Addams Family?
Thing.
Mm-hmm. And then who co-starred alongside Adam Sandler in the romantic comedy Blended?
You would have got this.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, you wouldn't have got this.
Drew Barrymore.
There you go.
I mean, that's...
One or the other, you're probably going to get it right.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore was pretty much in every... What was it, like Tom Hanks and what's that?
Meg Ryan.
They were like constantly in movies together and enough to make you think of those two as a couple and then... Sandler and Drew Barrymore were in the same kind of situation.
Yeah. She hasn't been in one of his movies in a while, has she?
Well, I don't think she's done movies now. Isn't she just kind of focusing on the talk show?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess she hasn't done... Yeah, I haven't seen her anything. You feel like Adam would be like, come on, just for old time's sake. Do one of my Netflix movies, please.
That'd be massive if they did that, man.
Apparently, it's only been 3 movies they've been in together. I feel like it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it really does feel like they've done a ton.
It's The Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, and Blended.
Oh. Ooh. I'm trying to think of which would be my favorite of those three. I think I might go with 50 First Dates.
Same.
That was such a fun movie, and I think really underrated when it comes to Adam Sandler films.
Agreed.
It's a good concept.
Yeah,
I think that's why. I like the concept of the fact that, like, she doesn't remember him.
And the Rob Schneider cameo for that one might be the best of all the Rob Schneider cameos, right?
Yes.
He's so great in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, Rob.
A lot of memes have shown him from that movie is Jason Momoa from Wish.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
That is so mean, but so true. Oh, man. All right, well, congratulations to everybody involved. I got a song. I'm very happy about that. A celebrity. There's a celebrity that was taking pictures outside of the house from the movie that he starred in, and the homeowner started cussing him out. Oh, that's horrible. We got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Former child actor Yano Anaya, who you probably go, I have no idea who that is. I didn't either. Yano was in A Christmas Story.
Yeah, duh, man. Christmas Story. Yeah.
I had to have...
One of the better actors of that movie.
Yeah, he was like a short kid, I guess. I mean,
was he the kid with the tongue on the pole?
The short kid. No, that was Ralphie.
I don't know.
Oh, never mind. That wasn't Yano.
Oh, no, that wasn't
Ralphie. No, that wasn't Ralphie. That was Ralphie's buddy, but I don't think it was Yano.
Oh, I remember him. He had the what is that hat? Like the paperboy hat?
Yeah, like the...
Oh, he's one of the bullies.
Taxi cab hat.
Yeah, with like that leather cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had that smug face.
Yeah.
Well, he's still got the smug face. How about he was taking pictures in front of the Christmas Story house, and the owner was not happy about it, screamed at him to get off the property. I guess this is something personal, though. It's not like he just randomly said, get out of here. I don't care who you are. Apparently, he and Yana are having some kind of dispute, which is, if you play the bully in the movie, not really good to be involved in a dispute. But okay.
Well, I mean, art imitating life, right?
Yeah, he played Grover Dill. You remember Grover Dill?
I don't remember the name.
Not at all.
If you just do a search on Grover Dill now, I'm sure you'll see a picture. Like, if you've ever watched the movie, you'll know exactly who the kid is.
Yeah. I guess Yano's trying to buy the house. He's trying to buy the house with a bunch of people. Unfortunately, I guess it's not going so well. Looks like the group of people trying to buy the house, the owner or whatever, he's not having it. And so he was outside taking pictures, Yano, and that's when the owner's like, get the F out. Brian Jones, who apparently decided he wanted to buy the Christmas Story house because things were going so well in AC/DC. Thank you.
Brian Jones, isn't it
Johnson? Oh, no, Brian Jones. No, that's Bruce. That's Bruce Johnson. Who's Brian Jones?
Brian Johnson is in AC/DC.
That's who it is, Brian Johnson.
We got there.
I mean, I knew it. Thank you, Danny.
We were tracking.
We got there. Anyway, never mind. Brian Jones is not involved with AC/DC at all. But he was a
harmonica player.
There you go. That's it.
The great Brian Jones harpist.
That's who he was. Brian
Jones and the Rolling Stones. He did a lot of the recordings.
Oh, that's right, but he's no longer with us. Yes.
Yeah, okay, I knew that. I knew, but you know what? There's too many Joneses, too many Bryans, and there's another Brian Jones, but this time he's not bringing happiness to Yano because he's the owner of the house, and he was just screaming at Yano, who was taking pictures, get off my property, get out of here. He called Yano a scammer, a loser, and cussed him out badly.
Nice.
He also suggested that Yano was somehow screwing him over. You know, for your listening pleasure, we do have the audio.
What this guy's doing? Hey, you have no idea what a scammer and what a loser this guy is.
I love you no matter what you say.
You don't care about jack. What is wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with you, man? You know how much you me over?
No, I don't.
Why don't you talk to me about it?
You're such a piece of
Why don't you talk to me about it? We can fix it.
Why don't you just off?
What the hell? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Off.
Wow.
Aggressive.
There is,
that's how you sell houses over in Ohio, man. You curse out the potential buyers.
Yeah.
Was he like doing like a photo op, like for money, I wonder? Or like, because I know there's apparently issues between the two. I don't think this is the first time they ever met.
No, I mean, apparently Yano is like part of a group trying to buy the house, but Jones says no. He says, I don't want fans to be misled into contributing to a GoFundMe campaign that Yano's group started to buy the house. He said, because that's not going to work. He says, I am entertaining offers only from qualified buyers through my real estate broker. You can see the video of all that on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
That real estate guy, it sounds like he just had it with this. And also, I mean, look, Yano, you got to wear the hat. You got to wear that hat all the time.
Otherwise, we're not going to know who you are.
No, I would have no idea who this dude is.
Yeah.
He attempted to wear the hat in some pictures, but it's like a different type of hat. It's not
you
got to
wear it. You got to get the same hat.
Yeah.
You really do. Like, Ralphie still wears the glasses from time to time, doesn't he? So you'll know it's Ralphie. So, I mean, that's the whole idea. If you don't wear the glasses, we're not going to know you're Ralphie. So if you want to be Grover, or is that his name, Grover? Yeah, you got to be Grover. Either you wear the blue fur or you wear the hat.
You got to imagine that he got home from this day at work and his wife or whoever, significant other, is just like, hey, how was your day at work? Yes. I had to curse out one of the stars of A Christmas Story outside of the Christmas Story house. That's how my day went, which I think would be kind of funny.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, of all things you got to do is you cursed out one of the people that were in the movie outside of the house that they were in the movie.
That's a good day.
I mean, there's been worse days.
Yeah.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So as Steve said, man, one of the stars of A Christmas Story gets cursed out for taking pictures in front of the Christmas Story house. So based on this, we're wondering, have you ever cursed out or told off a celebrity?
Ooh.
I know that a celebrity has cursed out somebody on this show.
When I was a kid, I would never curse back at Billy Joel.
No, it's a good thing I would have. It's a good thing you were there. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Have you ever cursed out or told off a celebrity? Your calls, your texts after Puddle of Mud on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. One of the stars of A Christmas Story gets cussed out for taking pictures in front of the Christmas Story house. Based on this, we want to know, have you ever cursed out or told off a celebrity? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone said I once cursed out and punched Axl Rose.
What?
You know who you are. Why?
Because he took the last roll at the buffet.
Oh, right, yeah. And you know why he took it? And the guy says, why can't you share? He goes, do you know where you are?
That's right.
You're at the buffet jungle, baby! You're gonna die!
That's what he did.
And then, yeah.
Oh, boy, Axel, relax.
Boy, that's a good roll, though. I'm with him. It's one of those Hawaiian sweet rolls. Yeah, I'd take that. I'd take that in a heartbeat. I feel like in my career, Steve, you probably would be surprised that I probably told off a few celebrities.
I can only imagine. I'm trying to think of all of those. There's Peter Criss.
Yep, as that guy.
You didn't tell off Chris Cornell. You just refused to do the interview.
Yes. I unfortunately did have a
bad interaction with Jerry Cantrell.
And really, it was all me. You know, there was
no point was I saying that they were.
Peter Criss
was not to blame.
Peter Criss was way to blame.
No, he wasn't.
He was. He had an attitude, and
he had an attitude because you said maybe I now understand why Gene got rid of you.
Yes, because he was late.
He was not late. Well, he was late, but it wasn't because he was. He was doing interviews that went late, and it was not his fault.
He had an attitude, though, after I had an attitude, and then
he come back?
Attitudes collide.
How dare he be aggressive towards someone who's being aggressive towards him?
And, you know, I there was nothing with Chris Cornell because we had no interaction. And I think I talked to him later. Didn't I talk to him later, though, at some point?
Oh, dude, we had him in studio several times.
Yeah, and he was a great guy. So yeah. I got nothing against Chris Cornell.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't. Jerry Cantrell also did not deserve it. Jerry Cantrell.
None of these celebrities deserved it.
Oh, no. Peter Criss definitely deserved it.
Peter Criss did not deserve it.
Well, I know he's your boy, but at any given moment. Yeah, I would repeat the same tone. But not. But Chris and Jerry, no. I was a jerk. And all those interactions, and those guys they did nothing to deserve it.
I'll never forget, you're late. I've been doing these since 6 a.m. I was on time. No, you're late for our show. He's like, I'm doing interviews. I don't know what to tell you.
See, that's why I got mad at him, because he should have realized he was late for us. He's like, well, I've been here. I'm like, well, no, you know what? Somebody should figure it out.
Well, that somebody is not him.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in a room with people being like, you're on with Seattle. You're on with Phoenix.
Listen,
you're on with this person.
And then
the guy from Seattle's like, I get why Gene Simmons fired you.
That's exactly it, baby. That's how we do. That's how we tell off those celebrities, Steve.
That's how we do.
Not my favorite one, though. My favorite one was accidental.
Oh.
Yeah, you were here for it. It's because of the damn phone system we used to have that didn't hang up all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I told off Patton Oswalt. I didn't mean to because I thought I'd hung up on the guy.
Yes.
And then I started telling you, I was just so grumbly about how bad the interview went, not realizing he was still on the line because the phone did not hang up even though I pressed the damn button.
Yeah.
But that was like a great moment because Patton was like, he was hearing us telling him off, thinking that, oh, this is an intentional thing. I'm still on the line. And he ended up actually being quite contrite.
It's like, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
One of the things I think we said.
Yeah. And Patton was like, well, I'm sorry, guys. And it turned out to be a really good post interview.
The funniest thing ever, because it was just like, that was really bad. Yeah. It sounded like he didn't even want to do the interview. And then he's like, hey, guys, I'm still here. And we're like,
oh, well.
We forgot to hit a button.
Whoops.
You weren't supposed to hear any of that, Pat.
Yeah.
But you're right. He was a great sport, and he even admitted. He's like, yeah, I shouldn't do these things. He like out and out said, I shouldn't do interviews. And we're like, well, why do you? I think I was like, well, why do you do them then? He goes, well, the record company or the label that put out the CD or the DVD makes me do them, and I had no choice. Or Comedy Central is making me do it.
Yeah. And it was a great peek behind the scenes of you know, the industry, of what we have to go through, what they have to go through in order to get some of this stuff done. And I was looking forward to it because Patton, and I'm going to say it since I've never said his name a lot because I don't want to give anybody a bad name. I usually say, yeah, I had a bad interview with X, unless it's Peter Criss, and I'm going to have no problem dragging him through the mud.
He did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
the Catman. He's the Catman.
He's, you know, I'm Team Gene on this.
He wrote Beth.
But Patton Oswalt, years ago, when I was doing a show in San Francisco, there was another radio show in town that we were competing with. And that radio show in town also hosted a comedy night. And that host told every comedian in San Francisco, if you go on their radio show, you'll be banned and never do comedy in this city. And Patton Oswalt took that person, like, F you, you're not going to tell me what to do with my career. He came on our show in defiance of that guy. And I always thought, dude, you don't have to. I remember when he came in studio, I go, I don't want you to, you know, you got your business. It's not that important. You know, life sucks. I get it. Just go. He goes, no, you know what? No, I'm going to do what I want. And I always really appreciated him for that. So I was looking forward to telling him all these years later, dude, you probably don't remember this, but, you know, we were at the show and instead it went down the toilet, you know, and it was like, wow, I can't believe he hates everything about life. And luckily, I didn't hang up the phone and we were able to sort of somewhat sort it out. Unfortunately, we weren't able to figure out the Peter Criss thing. Sorry, Steve.
That's the one that got away, man.
That is the one that got away.
The only time, I don't think I've ever really told off a celebrity or cursed them out. The closest I came was, of all people, was Tim Hardaway. I don't know if you guys remember Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, the basketball player.
Oh. I was at it was like my old fraternity. We were at like a big conference in some other town, and my buddy and I were there, and we were in the elevator, and it was the same time that his team was playing a game, and we were in the same hotel. And so we're in the hotel in the elevator, and we're like, holy crap, it's Tim Hardaway. I'm like, hey, can we get your autograph? He goes, yeah. And you could tell he was annoyed. I'm like, cool, you have nowhere to go. You're stuck in an elevator with us. This is awesome. So we hand him a Sharpie, and he just looks at it, and he goes, what am I supposed to do with this? And I'm like, sign an autograph for us. And he's just like, the cap. And I'm like, you want us to take the pen cap off? And he's like, yeah, take the cap off. I'm like, you can do it yourself. He looks so pissed off. I'm just handing us back the Sharpie. He's like, take the cap off or I'm not signing it.
Wow.
Wow, that is, by the way, that's an interesting flex on your part that you decided, you know what, I'm going to stand up against this tyranny.
Yeah, because like most people would have probably just
I would have taken the cap off, if I wanted the autograph.
We were just so floored by like just the, I mean, like when he got off the elevator, my buddy, like the elevator door closed, he goes, F you, Tim Hardaway.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
One as the door is closing, my buddy Andy's trying to get that last little lick in, but
that's,
we're like,
funny.
Of all things, like, it was such a weird thing. Like, he was so upset that we didn't have the... I would have felt weird handing him a Sharpie with a cap off.
Yeah, I agree.
Because what if he got ink on his skin? Yeah.
I agree that on both sides, it was really... Like on his side, too, very, very weird. You're right, because you don't want to go, hey, here's a basically, like you said, an unsheathed cap.
Yeah.
You know, Sharpie, you don't need that. Damn, dude.
So it's not me, but I got to watch the monitor engineer Puddle of Mud yell at Steve Miggs at the Rock Girl Gala.
Him
and a band member jumped into the drum kit and almost took out Puddle of Mud's drum set. I forgot about that. That was awesome.
That sounds great.
He was pissed. That was great.
I don't remember that. When did that happen?
It was like, I think it was at the Tacoma Dome. Oh, like, wow. Remember when it wasn't in the Tacoma Dome, but it was in like the... They had like a little, they had like a, like their own like kind of version of like the Washington, the WAMU Theater.
Oh, so they had a separate little
like
place.
Like a curtained off little area. Yeah. We did the Rock Girl. I think it was there. I could be wrong.
Oh,
it could
wow.
have been the Showbox. I can't remember. That's so long ago. But I do remember we were having a little fun up there on the new originals. And I can't remember who, it might have been Thrill. Somebody, we ended up just like jumping on my drums. It was very stupid. But we almost hit the Puddle of Mud drummer's drum set.
But you didn't actually hit it.
We didn't.
No, wow.
So he's yelling at us. And I'm in my head, I'm like, well, we didn't hurt anything. So yell all you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's no one got hurt. And I'll just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which is what we did. But I remember being like, oh man, he's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot all about that. Thanks for reminding.
I didn't even remember that. I know I probably was, I don't know what I was doing, but I don't remember that. But that's awesome.
See, I remember it. That's why I played Puddle Mud before this break. We just played Puddle Mud. Tribute.
Maybe that's what triggered that guy's memory. That's so funny. Great.
Damn.
Those are some stupid shows. The new originals were not firing on all cylinders back in those days.
No.
Someone said I once cursed out Steve Miggs. I actually do it every month at SOS Wrestling in Tacoma. F Steve Miggs. LOL, see you on the 9th.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you get cursed out a lot.
But I'm not a celebrity. I'm just getting yelled at.
You're a verified celebrity on Twitter.
I'm getting yelled at by mean people.
Yeah, until, of course, they take that check away because you're not going to pay for it, right? Let's go to Christian. Christian, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christian. How about you, man? When have you ever cursed out or told off a celebrity?
Yeah, I didn't have to curse them out, but I used to work at the Gorge about 20 years ago, and the Strokes came through on a festival show, and the lead singer and the guitarist were using our golf cart, like, unwarranted. They just kind of took it, and I had to go get it back from them. And then they were offering me more and more money to just keep the golf cart for the day. And if you've been backstage at the Gorge, you know, you you kind of need that thing to get around. It's a pain in the butt. Yes. Huge hill and stuff. So they weren't happy about it, but I was like, sorry. And I didn't really like the band at the time anyway, so it didn't help.
Oh, that
your music sucks too, by the way.
That doesn't help if you don't care about the band. Yeah,
screw you guys. Give me my golf cart back.
Oh man,
if you're a Five Finger Death Punch, I'd let you borrow it.
So, Christian, apparently they didn't offer you enough money.
They did not. No, that's what I mean, it was like $100. Oh, I was like, come on, you can do better than that.
Yeah, $100. Yeah, that's almost an insult.
I would have taken it.
Of course you would have taken it.
But also, I'm a Strokes fan. Sorry, like, can I have $100 and ride with you guys for about 15 of those minutes, please?
That's what would happen. What would, though, if you had the Sharpie, would you have taken the cap off for him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Question.
Yeah,
okay.
Those guys.
That makes a lot of sense.
Tim Hardaway. How's he ever done for us?
What has he ever done for you? He's done nothing for you. We had a UFC fighter that rang a random woman's doorbell for a very odd reason. And thanks to it being on a ring cam, oh yeah, we got the audio of their interaction. And you're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.